We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. Agriculture Commissioner Jonathan Schell. You know, Jonathan, you've been coming to this thing for years, I'm sure, but this is your first time as Ag Commissioner. How exciting is it for you?
It's very exciting. You know, as a kid coming up here and seeing all this big equipment, you know, your eyes are big and you're just thinking that there'll never be a day where you'll be able to ride something like that. And being up here as Ag Commissioner, I look at it from a different perspective. You know, they're just big toys whenever you're a kid looking at it, and as an adult and as somebody who's in the agriculture industry, what I look at it is tools that our businessmen and women across the state who are farmers, who are doing big industry. I mean, agriculture is really big business here in Kentucky, and it's big business in America. And it's providing that new innovative technology that lets them do their job better, more efficient, and more economical. And there's going to be a lot of farmers who are here looking for that next advantage that they can have to help produce the world's food source.
What does this show mean to Kentucky, Commissioner?
Well, there's going to be 300,000 people here over the next 4 days. It's going to be a $24 million impact to the city of Louisville and Kentucky. And I think it's huge because we've had several companies here that are launching products. New technologies that have never been seen before are going to be here. And they're using Kentucky to showcase that because they know that if you're real about farming, if you are doing it in a big way, you're going to be here at this show so that you can see it. Some of the largest farmers in the world are going to be here. Some of the largest farmers in Kentucky. Some of the smallest farmers are going to be here seeing what's next so that they can help increase their productivity and their profitability on the farm.
It brings farmers and media from across the country and across the world here too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, that's taken a little bit new of a look. You know, traditional media like radio and newspaper and TV, you know, we've got a lot of those people who are going to be here, but we've got a lot of new podcasts, a lot of influencer type media now, I guess you could say, this influencer that's out there in TikTok and social media. There's going to be a lot of those people here that are going to be showcasing Kentucky and showcasing what here at the Farm Machinery Show. And, you know, it's just kind of something new that we've got to be able to capitalize on to get in front of the next generation and get them interested and excited about agriculture.
Obviously, your daughter's pretty excited. You had a chance to have your daughter with you today. I love the fact you bring her with you, Commissioner.
Yeah, you know, I want my kids to be as much of a part of what I do as I possibly can because, you know, the thing that I know is that there's a lot of kids in this state and a lot of kids in our country who never get an opportunity to be in the room. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I want to do as agriculture is look at some of our most vulnerable populations. I've got two adoptive children. I sit on the CASA board of Lexington. Mm-hmm. Which helps to get court-appointed special advocates for these kids that are in the foster care system. And, you know, we're working towards how do we open up these rooms to kids that may never be able to be here. And I don't ever want to miss an opportunity to be able to have my kids a part of something that some kids never would be able to. And I want to be able to open up that opportunity for other kids as well.
It was fun to have lunch with her today, and she, you know, she's like, I think she's at this point, she's not coming tomorrow.
Yeah, no, she can't. She's got dance she's got to worry about. But my son's going to be here with me tomorrow, and then
fantastic.
I'm bringing both the boys this weekend because she's got a dance competition, and we're going to go to the tractor pool, and just I can't wait to see how excited they are all day Saturday.
What a tremendous education.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we homeschool two of our kids, and two other ones are in traditional school, and it gives me an opportunity to be able to get them on the farm more and in a less traditional education setting, and we really enjoy it. You know, teachers are the most important profession that we have. Everybody starts, as Warren Beeler, you know Warren, he says everybody starts at 1, 2, 3 and A, B, C, D. And so, you know, educating our kids comes in many forms and fashions, and that's one of the things that we are focused on at the Department of Agriculture is how do we better educate our teachers on agriculture, how do we better educate our students, and how do we get them more involved in education for agriculture. And we're working on some things that I think are going to be really positive in that direction to give them a true education in what it means to be on the farm and what it looks like. Because the earlier we can grab these kids in elementary school rather than just high school, the more that they're going to be lifelong learners to understand what agriculture looks like in the future.
I think it's fantastic. What's your favorite part of the show? What do you enjoy seeing?
I still like the big equipment. I'm still a kid at heart. I still like looking at all them big tires and seeing how all this equipment's working now. I mean, just the technology that we're dealing with now is just unworldly.
I think it's pretty cool. I can't wait to see it. We have a picture of our daughter when she was just a baby inside one of those tractor tires. We'll never forget that. Yep. I mean, that just shows you how huge those things are.
Yeah. And, you know, my kids, they've come for a couple years now, and they've got to see it. And it just, I'm just as amazed as they are to be able to see what this equipment looks like now. It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, some of these tractors drive themselves. There was a robot bush hog in there that you just put out in the field, and it goes off of GPS and self-propelled and everything. I mean, it's just amazing the technologies that we're working in agriculture now.
I think it's pretty cool. Commissioner, great to see you. Enjoy the Farm Machinery Show. Look forward to seeing you out and about through that the entire week here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan.
Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.